Sunshine. How's the lady?
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's real.
You are compelled.
If you will listen. Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you know what I'm talking
about. Every chance you get, every minute. You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes, hello, thank you. Oops. Thank you for joining us on the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host, B. This episode is brought to you by TilbyTalking.com. Make sure you stop by and create a profile and donate to Freedom Speech. Hey, how about that? Right now, I'm joined by my co-host. We got Will Turpin, the man of truth, the man wonder himself, sentinel truth. What's going on?
Fake Mike in the house. Oh, man, I know you got some clips to go through. Stay tuned because I have some things I want to talk about, too, some articles, some points. I know Theo's with us, got some points, and hopefully we'll be able to take some callers, too, because, as you said, it's been tough to get to callers, and some of this information I actually found on TLBTalk.com, and I had some going back and forth with a Trump supporter today, and so things are going good on TLBTalk.com. You can find it on Android and Apple too, so check me out over there, Wrecking Fools 24/7. People be like breaking their head when my app, this is how the app sounds when you open up the app. I recommend going silent after you're at work, but this is how it sounds. That's hardcore. It's not like ding, fluff. It goes. Oh, it doesn't do it twice in a row. Yeah, so definitely check out TFBTalk.com.
Yeah, so there's be hating on me for sure in the gaming community. Are you a bot? No. You know what? I should have changed my name on Steam. I went from Venomous V, Venomous Vigilante V, went over to, I'm just TLBTalk.com now. Yeah. Well,
good.
Gotta do a little advertisement somehow here. Our real campaign doesn't push till next week. So, yeah, that's right. Have fun and delegate the task over to everybody else on the team. So, you guys are going to have to wish me luck on that one. I want to go ahead and get the show kicked off starting here and start with our first clip for the evening. Go ahead.
Good evening, moron. Tonight's top stories. People are dying in Afghanistan because Biden's endorsing the Taliban. Critical thinking is getting vilified. Border patrol agents are being punished for doing their job. And truth isn't true anymore. Plus, additional propaganda. Ha ha! But first, the Taliban, who President Biden is supporting by giving them $85 billion worth of U.S. military equipment, plus giving them a whole country, Afghanistan, had a great weekend. They celebrated the weekend by hanging a man that they killed on display in a town square with a note pinned to his chest. President Biden has recently praised the terrorist organization as being very businesslike and professional. The Taliban has announced they'll be...
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to need you to be very quick on the draw with this particular clip because this is JP and Awaken with JP. This is fresh. This clip just hit the internet like 2 hours ago. Okay, this is fresh. And yeah, he's praising our dictator, Joe Biden, about him praising the Taliban. Yeah, he actually said that. They're a great businessman. Yeah, the Taliban, whether they are tyrannical or not, I don't necessarily think it's any of our business at this point. I don't think any world issue is our business. Especially while we got the Rona. Okay? Global policies, if it ain't about safe trade, you know, ways to get goods in and out of America without spreading the pandemic, listen. If everybody's lives are destroyed because can't work, can't go to school, can't, the rest of the world has stopped too. Why shouldn't our military be pulled back? We should have our military pulled from everywhere. We're still all over the planet. People forget this. We're still all around the globe policing. Why not have those troops come back home? Help America. Okay? Why, you know, people are getting mad because their children are running about without masks on. You know? Why does America's children get to run about the world and be out there messing with everybody? No, we should be consolidating, getting everything right there at home. Especially since the borders are open. We're out there on the seas, on the seven seas, out there trying to police other nations. And our borders are wide open. Think about that one. Think about that one. We've been invaded every day. You know, our forefathers said there wouldn't be any warfare on American soil. People want to count 9/11, even though that was an inside job. No, there's a war on our border right now. And we're losing it. Yeah, so we'll continue on here. Go ahead.
As being very businesslike and professional. The Taliban has announced they'll be executing people and amputating hands and feet as punishments for anyone who breaks their laws. Very inspirational for all business people and professionals alike, according to Biden. Apparently. The Taliban have also banned women from working at and studying at the University of Kabul. Very businesslike. Right, Mr. President? In this picture, you can see that we want you to see a Border Patrol agent mercilessly whipping an illegal immigrant trying to cross our border. And unfortunately, this picture shows we were exposed for trying to deceive you when it was found out that no Border Patrol agents were whipping anyone. Unfortunately. Though it didn't stop the Biden administration from spreading this misinformation.
Well, okay. Stop right there. Let's just say I know a little something about the subject. You have to enslave a person before you can whip them. Okay? That person has yet to get his green card and the shackles. Alright? I'm not going to buy that they're cowboys out there, you know, these border patrols on horses. Got the Indiana Jones whips out there, whipping Mexicans. You know, I could be wrong. Who knows? But I don't really see that actually happening. For the fact that Joe Biden is going to put a story out there like that, I mean, they're actually being held from doing their jobs, people. A Border Patrol agent is so far in between. You got more immigrants dying because they're crossing over into private property. That's where people are getting hurt. American families getting hurt. having their homes raided, pantries raided, okay, daughters raped. And for those who are not criminals coming over the border, they're still being smuggled in illegally. Because they know, and it's a bum rush. The bum rush of the borders, because they know the Biden administration is not going to do anything about it. All right, let's continue on.
In an effort to divert your attention from the absolute disaster that they've intentionally created at the border, Biden, who had to drop out of the 1988 presidential race when he was caught plagiarizing a speech, still went on to condemn the Border Patrol agents who were doing their job. Saying of the Border Patrol agents on horses, "I promise you, those people will pay." Fun fact, due process, which means you're innocent until proven guilty, is a constitutional right. And when someone plays judge and jury by themselves, that's called an authoritarian. I wonder what the Biden administration really thinks of the Constitution. Oh, this just in. The Constitution of the United States has had a harmful content warning applied to it by the National Archives. The U.S. Constitution is a document that guarantees freedom to all Americans. And this document has now been deemed harmful by the Biden administration. And indeed, with respect to the communist regime that's done a delightfully treasonous job of taking over the U.S., the Constitution and its freedoms are in fact harmful to their agenda. And of course, super unrelated, the Arizona election audit is showing some discrepancies. Look for censors to start ramping up their game to continue protecting you from this reality. In the area of the Biden administration known as big tech, Instagram has banned the hashtag.
Well, actually, you know what? Stop right there. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at that very quickly. You've got border states, okay? Border states. We got Democrats fleeing the state of Texas. So that way, we the people don't get an option for laws to be passed about something that would give us fair elections. Okay? And now we got some debacle. We got some malarkey going on. Arizona now. People, it's not a coincidence. Nothing's a coincidence as far as what these politicians are doing. You got to watch everything they're doing. Everything is related to another thing in one way or another. That's a fact. All right, continue on.
Administration known as Big Tech, Instagram has banned the hashtag natural immunity. Type it in. You'll see it doesn't work. I wonder why they banned it. But Instagram users have found a little workaround. The hashtag natural immunity middle finger emoji works. A little tip of the hat to the censors. And we, the media, of course, condemn natural immunity because you need to be protected from your God-given immune system that protects you from things. In fact, you need to be protected from natural immunity the same way you need to be protected from the Constitution, which is kind of like your natural immunity against a tyrannical government. Like, why would you want to have natural immunity against a government that wants to protect you so much that they want to control every aspect of your life? Don't be stupid. In other news, Rihanna was seen wearing a shirt that says, "Think while it's still legal." And the radical left is all up in arms about this, as it cares for the black community so much that it tries to control what they think. So they didn't like when Rihanna promoted the idea of thinking for yourself. Here at the media, we respect and care about black people so much that we're willing to condemn one of them for not thinking in alignment with how we tell them to think.
Okay, stop right there. Well, see what you did? People, Chris Brown was keeping her in check. And you had to mess that up. Okay, I shouldn't joke about that. yeah, well, I mean, right now, I mean, that's kind of the way it is. The government is Chris Brown, and we the people are like Rihanna. We got to stand up and say, no, we do not want to be beaten. No, we don't want to get whipped. And yes, 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 yes. So, we did talk about on the show how, and Will actually brought this to our attention, how the government is trying to tell everybody, you know, oh, black people are stupid because they're not getting the vaccines. Oh, they're just subpar intelligence. Oh, yeah, you know, there was a time when we were stupid, you know, the Tuskegee experiment. Yeah, yeah. Those times that we didn't just that we actually had to go along with what the government said, especially when we weren't full-fledged civilians. Oh, you'll get free medical care if you get this jab. Oh yeah, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, because you can't get it on your own since you're not a full-fledged human being. Oh, it had to go along with these experiments, right? Rights have been taken away left and right. We're all being treated like the black people of the old days, huh? Oh, but, you know. John, tell us what to think. Go ahead.
Moving along, a famous medical journal called The Lancet published an article that replaced the word women with bodies with vaginas. It's unclear how far this medical advancement is moving the needle forward.
Okay, stop right there. yeah. I'm sorry, guys. It's too much. It's too much. Ladies, you are now considered bodies with vaginas. Yeah, okay. It's a combination of hardcore feminism, people who are mixed up about their gender, and COVID. Mix that up in a can together, and what you ladies come out to be? Bodies with vaginas. I think that's a win for chauvinism, isn't it? Oh, wow. All right, let's keep it going.
Vaginas. It's unclear how far this medical advancement is moving the needle forward on making the world a better place, but it feels significant. I think we can all agree that bodies with vaginas is simply easier to say and does a better job of dehumanizing women. As the intelligence of our species progresses, perhaps one day we'll find a way to formulate the term bodies with vaginas down into one word. Seems like a far-fetched idea, but we'll see if we can get there one day. For more elaboration on this story and the state of affairs in our society, let's throw it over to our
right
apologist.
I just have a thought right now. What if I were to walk around with a pocket vagina? Could I be considered? Can I say I relate to? Or relate as a body with vagina, a trans vagina.
Well, which would actually be awesome because then you could get a free abortion.
Oh man, was that a way of saying cleaning up when you're done?
No, I mean I just thought it was a funny idea in my head. What would you even get an abortion on? I didn't even think that far ahead. I was just hoping someone would save me with a pity laugh before I had to think that joke out, you know?
All right, well, let's continue.
Elaboration on this story and the state of affairs in our society, let's throw it over to our college intern, Zach, at the University of Marxism. What do you got for us, Zach?
Truth isn't true anymore, because truth is politically incorrect. It's hateful, actually. Because truth is uninclusive to all things that aren't true.
Thank you, Zach. Riveting, accurate, and true. in the least offensive sense of the term. Domestic terrorists who have infiltrated U.S. Congress are trying to convince everyone to accept their next $3.5 trillion spending agenda. This just in! More inflation! They're trying to convince people of this by telling them it's free, because it'll be paid for with taxpayer money. Free to them, but very expensive to taxpayers. And very considerate of them to expand their...
Yeah. Actually, watch Biden on the podium. Yeah, it's $3.5 trillion. Hey, it's actually zero. He can't put his hand up in the, the three-fingered, the 666. No, it's actually zero. He's flashing the sign with his hand. It's actually zero. Zero.
Zero.
Well, that lets you know how much they think of us.
That's how far gone we are. That's how totally far gone that we are. And Jen Psaki was, I think we covered it on the show. I think we played the clip where basically I believe we covered it, but.
Oh, I love getting drunk on some Jen Psaki.
I think it was Steve Forbes talking about Jen Psaki, talking about how obviously if we're going to tax the rich, make them pay their fair share. Well, a large corporation, a large business, isn't just going to say, "Oh, we'll just take this loss. Now we'll just take this loss and pay extra money." No, they're going to increase prices, which will pass on to us. And the same thing with these trillions of dollars. It's zero. It's zero. This is absolutely astonishing. This is all of our money. This is trillions of dollars. Not one damn American, including myself, knows what's in all of this. And it's bad enough when, remember the famous Nancy Pelosi clip? They get these bills, thousands of pages, and in some cases they have only a few hours to read them, and sometimes they'll make revisions up until the last moment, and you can't even read that. Nancy Pelosi's like, "Yeah, we have to pass the bill to find out what's in the bill." And now they think we're so stupid we don't realize that zero. It's just zero. It's just going to be made up out of nowhere. And you know what? I do have this this related clip while we're on this point. It's not a clip, it's just an article, but just goes to this talking point, and I can eliminate it from my tabs here. Yellen, head of the Federal Reserve: federal debt ceiling should be abolished by Congress. So not only is it nothing, not only they just want to forever spend everything forever, and it's all your money, but it's zero. I was talking to Theo before the show. We're with this and the COVID and all things going on, we are legit in an episode, in a marathon, a never-ending marathon of the Twilight Zone.
Well, something that people don't realize, well, let's say, debt is slavery. Debt is slavery. Yes, it's not necessarily... Excuse me. We don't even necessarily even have to work. Debt really ultimately means ownership. You're in debt to somebody. That person owns a piece of you. Okay? So that's why they feel so. They can do whatever they want with us. Experiment on us. It's for the greater good. It's for science. It helps out the science. All the science that we made up for you. This ownership. They're going to make sure that not only are you a slave, but they're going to own your children too. This ownership. Now, and taking away the debt ceiling, abolishing the debt ceiling, at this point means, you know, they might as well go to a default. It's another way of saying they're defaulting. China is going to come for the money. China's already pissed. China wants the money. We're more in debt to China than anybody else, to anybody, any other country, to anybody else in the world. Okay? So, confrontation with China is inevitable. I know there's going to be more on that later in the show. We're going to talk about that. But let's finish off this clip.
To them, but very expensive to taxpayers. And very considerate of them to expand their rules for thee, but not for me philosophy into money from thee is for me philosophy. One radical leftist law-breaking lawmaker even said it's a $0 bill. And here at the station, our top mathematicians have confirmed that $0 is equal to $3.5 trillion. And closing tonight with a feel-good story, there's a new tradition amongst real Americans where crowds all over the country in sporting events and concerts have been routinely breaking out into "F Joe Biden" chants. I guess the guy is so attractive that a lot of people want to f him. It's the only explanation we can think of. That's it for tonight's brainwashing. Tune in tomorrow to continue accepting communism before we're calling it communism. All hail Fauci and Biden. Good night. One more.
Yeah. All hail Fauci and Biden. Nazi! Hail Fauci!
Hail Fauci! Screw your freedom.
Dr. Fauci, yeah. Give me that.
You know what? I'm going to do a remix. I'll probably...
The trap remix.
Try to do it next week. I don't know if I can find the beat to that. If I can find this.
We might have to work that into the outro.
We have to work something on it. But yeah, so
right before it's mom approved, we can apply that to the Fauci vaccine. It'll just be one big flow.
Well, and so those JP Awakened with JP. That's his channel, but that's JP. Didn't you mention that he lived there in Austin, Texas? Now, Mike.
Yeah, he moved out. He's out on the lake, probably next door to Rogan or something. I don't know, but yeah, he's out here. Yeah, most of his videos have him hanging around in Austin, downtown, definitely out at the lake. Can't recognize that Central Texas in the background and a lot of that stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, well,
Hill Country.
He does stand in front of a green screen a lot, but...
Yeah, by the way, that's Andre Antunes. I'm Tunes on YouTube. That's where that Hail Fauci remix comes from.
Yes, he does a lot of stuff, and we're going to hear more of it on the show at some point in time. But I want to get JP on the show. You're there in Austin. You think you can hunt him down for us?
Yeah, I'll just go knock on his door. Now,
seriously. That's what I would do.
Get Awakening with this guy. Forget that. We need to get Jordan Maxwell.
You better wake up.
Oh, I mentioned
your homework. You need to wake up and get Jordan Maxwell on the show. And consequently, as a result, we will be the best show.
Are we just going to skip all the breaks that you have, like 12 clips tonight, I guess?
Actually, I do need this break.
All right, here we go.
I need to get some drink. We'll be right back, guys.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Unbelievable, sick.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Should we be taking them chances while we search for the answers? We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoke them all, cause we dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off at us. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can blast the heat. Always up to no good, so all of my fam could eat. In the hood, we hungry. We playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It'd be good if you flaunt it. We will take if we want it. See, niggas from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle, and we iller with the grind and develop our muscle till we sick of with the shine and the struggle. Thus, our money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood. Gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love me.
That's right. My peoples. I love it. We're saying no. No to your vaccines. No to your wicked genetic experiments. I will not be a guinea pig. No, I will not. No sirree. I'm glad. You know what? I'm feeling very optimistic. The world is waking up. I'll prove it. Let's play this next clip.
Actually, 7 times more likely to get infected with COVID than the people who had gotten COVID naturally.
Senator, I'd have to get back to you on that one. I'm not familiar with that study.
Well, you think you might want to be if you're going to travel the country insulting the millions of Americans, including NBA star Jonathan Isaac, who have had COVID, recovered, look at a study with 2.5 million people and say, well, you know what? It looks like my immunity is as good as a vaccine or not. And in a free country, maybe I ought to be able to make that decision. Instead, you've chosen to travel the country calling people like Jonathan Isaac and others, myself included, flat earthers. We find that very insulting, goes against the science. Are you a doctor or a medical doctor?
I've worked over 30 years on public health policy.
You're not a medical doctor. Do you have a science degree? And yet you travel the country calling people flat earthers who have had COVID, looked at studies of millions of people, and made their own personal decision that their immunity they naturally acquired is sufficient. But you presume somehow to tell over 100 million Americans who have survived COVID that we have no right to determine our own medical care. You alone are on high, and you've made these decisions, a lawyer with no scientific background, no medical degree. This is an arrogance coupled with an authoritarianism that is unseemly and un-American. You, sir, are the one ignoring the science. The vast preponderance of scientific studies, dozens and dozens, show robust, long-lasting immunity after COVID infection. Even the CDC does not recommend measles vaccine if you have measles immunity. The same was true for smallpox. But you ignore history and science to shame the flat earthers, as you call them. You should be ashamed of yourself and apologize to the American people for being dishonest about naturally acquired immunity. You want more people to choose vaccination? So do I. You want to lessen vaccine hesitancy? So do I. You want to have that happen? Quit lying to people about naturally acquired immunity. Quit lording it over people, acting as if these people are deplorable and unwashed. Try persuasion instead of government cudgels. Try humility instead of arrogance. Try freedom instead of coercion. But most of all, try understanding that there's no more basic medical right than deciding what we inject into our bodies. Today, after hearing that millions of people in a study show without a doubt that there's a great deal of immunity from getting it naturally, do you want to apologize to the 100 million Americans who suffered through COVID, survived, have immunity, and yet you want to hold them down and vaccinate them? Do you want to apologize for calling those people flat earthers?
Senator, I appreciate your question and appreciate that everyone has their opinion. We follow the facts and the science at HHS. We use the expertise of the medical professionals, the scientists at HHS to make decisions. It's a team effort, and we rely on what is on the ground showing us results.
Except for the dozens and dozens of studies. In fact, most, if not all, of the studies show robust immunity from getting the disease naturally. The CDC says if you've had measles and have immunity, you don't have to be vaccinated. The same was true of smallpox. You're selectively doing this because you want us to submit to your will. You have no scientific background, no scientific degrees, and yet you aren't really concerned about 100 million Americans who had the disease. You just want to tell us, do as you're told. That's what you're telling us. You want to mandate this on all of us. You're going to tell us if I have 100 employees, you're going to put me out of business with a $700,000 fine if I don't obey what you think is a science. Don't you understand that it's presumptuous for you to be in charge of all the science? Have you ever heard of a second opinion? I can't go to my doctor and ask my doctor's opinion. I mean, this is incredibly arrogant, combined with this authoritarian nature that you think, well, we'll just tell all of America to do what I say, and they better, or we'll fine them, or put them in jail, or not let them go to school, or not let them travel. The science is against you on this. The science is clear. Naturally acquired immunity is as good as a vaccine. The Israel study actually showing it better. This isn't an argument against the vaccine, but it's an argument for letting people make a decision who already have immunity. You're not willing to consider natural immunity?
Senator, our team has reviewed every study that's out there on COVID, whether it's from Israel, from the U.S., or wherever else. They have used the facts that have been provided through the rigorous research that's been done to reach a conclusion. 660,000 Americans and more have died because of COVID. We're trying to do everything we can to save as many as possible. We're using the facts, we're following the science, and following the law.
Nobody's arguing the severity of this, but you are completely ignoring the science on natural immunity. So's Fauci, so's the whole group. You're just ignoring it because you want submission. You want everybody just to submit to your will, do as you're told, despite the evidence, the large body of scientific evidence that says naturally acquired immunity does work, is an important part of how we're all going to recover from this. So is the vaccine. But when you add them together, we're at a much different place than if you ignore them. 100 million Americans, by conservative CDC estimates, have had the disease. 200 million or more now have been vaccinated. It's a good thing. Combined together, it's how the disease is. Nobody wants to get the disease. We're not advising anybody to get the disease. But if you're unlucky enough to get it, think of the nurses and doctors and orderlies who all bravely took care of COVID patients. There was no vaccine for a year and a half. They took care of people, risked their lives. They got it, survived. And now people like you are arrogant enough to say, you can no longer work in the hospital because you've already had the disease. We're going to force you to take a vaccine that the science does not prove is better than naturally acquired. That's an arrogance that should be chastened.
You're dismissed. Yeah, Rand Paul wrecks the hell out of him here. He still gets it wrong with, I encourage people, the vaccine's good, vaccine's good.
Well, he only goes so far.
Well, the thing is, I have high expectations for him because his father wouldn't have. His father is probably. And he also created Justin Amash, who is the best statesman. Maybe even better than Ron Paul. He can't say he's better, but he's like an upgraded version. In certain ways, he is better than Ron Paul. That's a crazy thing to say. But you set the expectations so high, and then I could go on about some things I don't like about Rand Paul. He's definitely not his father or anything even close. But even though he's not close to being as good as his father, he's still one of the better members of Congress. But he totally, absolutely wrecks the hell. You are not a scientist. You do not have a degree in science.
You're an arrogant. We need a new hashtag. Let's follow the real science.
I can't believe we're even having to deal with this. And you know what's disheartening is. When you hear something like that, which was spectacular, aside from the vaccine talk from Rand Paul, the pro-vaccine talk, aside from that, that was a spectacular clip. I'm glad you brought that to my attention.
Well, and see, he doesn't, again, he can only go so far. I want to point out, he does say, you just want us to submit to your will. Now, why he should have finished it off by asking, why do you want us to submit to this? Because the science obviously shows that natural immunity is a thing, and it is something that we need to be paying attention to, something that we have a right to. So the question here should be, why? What is your agenda?
And he could have answered that question, why, which was the point I was going to get to. I'm glad you said this. That is why. And I'm glad you played the clip the other day of Jim Jordan, although he's way worse than Rand Paul, and I disagree with him on a bunch of stuff. He does get some stuff really right, really well, where he was breaking down Fauci's emails and that timeline right there. Rand Paul should have brought that up, and that's part of the why, because you guys are all government funded scientists, aren't you? And didn't the government lie about this, that, and the third? You know, I mean, you could go on from tobacco. You could probably just list 10 of them right there, right? And then you bring up the timeline about AIDS his
from,
emails.
We got HIV from monkeys having sex. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then the stork came along. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Theo, what say you about this incredible Rand Paul clip here? I know you might want to chime in here.
I actually like Rand Paul. Yeah,
Rand Paul, sorry. I keep calling him Ron, sorry.
Yeah, I enjoyed him ripping into Fauci. I watched that. I enjoyed this clip just now. But, you know, every time I'm kind of hesitant, right? The reason why, you know, like that clip where it that bit where he said, you know, vaccine's all good. You know, you got to remember these people, they like to control both sides, right? And, you know, and the opposing side has got to give it a good go. You know, just to make everyone believe that, you know, he's the hero. Yeah, he's on the right side. But remember, everybody in that place, man. I mean, that's how my belief is, they're all on the same We're in the same boat. We're on the same side. It's a smoke screen. It's for this show. You know, vaccines are good. Yeah. Line up for them.
You're breaking up, brother.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's my thoughts. I like him. I like the way he digs into them. But you know, there's just something about him that you know, he hasn't completely solved me anyway.
I think you know what some people in the truth community were saying was the whole situation was like Ron Paul played some type of politics to get his son to be like, all right, I'm gonna leave, but my son's gonna be a little bit more prominent, and but he's gonna give in on some of these things and we'll have to compromise. I hope that wasn't the case. You know, Theo brings up a good point, because you never know what's really going on here, and we've seen some very true good examples of that. I always give people benefit of the doubt until they're proven otherwise, but it's definitely something that you have to consider, and you have to stack these things up against you, against them in your mind, you know, and you take a little mental note every time someone kind of does this or does that. Honestly, that's how I do it personally. I think that's the best way to do it.
Hopium, that's what he's selling. That's what he's selling.
And the thing is, when it comes down to is, on a subconscious level too, when the Patriots are staying home and they're seeing Rand Paul tearing to Fauci, they're like, all right, we got to win. We got a little victory. Vicariously, we all love that, because like it's a movie. Like, we all project ourselves into it. I mean, they've shown that you know, we perceive ourselves like in the movie. So that makes us complacent. Instead of going and get fiery at the town hall meeting or your state house or the White House, well, you can't really go into the White House, but which just goes to show the state of America. But then you're just satisfied watching Rand Paul tear somebody to shreds. You know, I'm satisfied watching, listening to that to most parts, except for, you know, the parts I talked about earlier. But I'm also satisfied going out there and doing it. I'm also very satisfied, you know, protesting out or doing it this here on the radio, you know. So
I feel like Sami, you know, he's feeding them false hope. You know, a little bit like Mr. Donald J.
Well, you know, I'm like these transgender people. I identify as naturally immune. So keep your damn
Trans-vaccinated.
I'm trans-vaccinated. keep your damn shots to yourself. yeah. So
force the food shortage over here, because we've got no fuel, obviously. So all the big stores, they've obviously got their own fuel depots, so they'll be okay. The small owners, the small businesses, the small, you know, the people, the average Joe that's running around. For 4 days now, we haven't had no fuel. I mean, there is fuel. I mean, they've been pumping it out of the ground, and they haven't stopped for the past 200 odd years. You know, there is plenty of fuel. It's just, you know, there isn't drivers. There's plenty of drivers. Where's all the drivers gone? They're all dead of COVID. You know what I mean? There are lots of drivers. There's lots of fuel. But somehow, we've got fuel shortage, and then the fuel shortage is going to go on to, oh, you know, we ain't got no food in the stores, and all the small businesses are going bust, and everyone's starting to get repossessed, and all their properties are going to get repossessed. You know, in the Great Reset, when they said in the future you're going to own nothing, this is how you're going to own nothing. You're going to start taking it all away. They're going to start putting all the taxes up. They're going to start reclaiming everything. These guys, the evil that's about to unfold on people right now is on another level. People's eyes.
It's been proven that they control the gas, the petrol, just like the beer's diamonds. Okay? They control its value and the supply. So for them to say that there's a shortage is a total lie. They need chaos. They need division.
And even worse than that, we could all be using free Nikola Tesla energy. And then the biggest slap in the face is when they give you Tesla products, which take more oil and than actual electricity than traditional cars, more, you know, regular resources than traditional cars. And it's not Tesla energy. They slapped the Tesla name on. We could all be energy independent right now, let alone. And you know what's something, too? I know this is real off topic, and we can get back to the clips after I say this. You know, we might have to start covering UFOs a little bit more because two reasons. One, the government basically admits that they're real now, and that why we I think we should talk about that, discuss that a little bit more. And I'm not saying they are real. I'm just saying the government says they are. So we should even be more cautious of that. Anything that the government says, I tend to believe the opposite. So I was believing that there might be something up there. Who knows? I kept an open mind, although I believe most of them were military themselves. But also, you know, if that is really the case, or even if they just have all these black projects, I'm sure they have some type of, with or without aliens, free energy project stealing all of Tesla's documents anyway. So that's something that could really change the whole game. So any inventors out there, find those Tesla trunks, look through his patents, let's do this.
Exactly. All right, yeah. Let's move on. I think, yeah, we might have time. Do we have time for one more clip, Mike?
Hi, Kim. What's on your radar?
Well, last Friday, the Norwegian government abruptly announced that beginning the very next day, all COVID restrictions would end. No vaccine mandates, no vaccine passports, no masks, full capacity at every venue, large concerts, parties, sporting events, you name it. Normal life would resume. Prime Minister Erna Solberg warned, quote, even though everyday life is now back to normal for most people, the pandemic is not over. People will still get sick, and therefore it is important that everyone gets vaccinated. The country currently has 67% of its population fully vaccinated. However, despite the high rates, this month, the country also saw its largest spike in COVID cases, which it is now finally coming down from. The reason for lifting all of the restrictions isn't what you would expect. The Norwegian government didn't cite high vaccination rates or even having the virus under control as justification for returning to life as normal. Instead, the prime minister said the lifting of restrictions is due to fatigue in the public of constantly changing restrictions and the lack of normalcy in their daily lives. She cautioned that the virus is still with the world, so take personal responsibility. Hearing the news, the Norwegian people flooded the streets Saturday in celebrations that rivaled Mardi Gras. Singapore has also announced it will be living with COVID. The country has 82% of its population fully vaccinated with Pfizer and Moderna nearly exclusively. Despite the extremely high rate, Singapore is in the middle of its largest wave ever in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Because of the immense pressure on their hospitals, the country has implemented temporary restrictions to slow the spread while they ramp up building more medical facilities. But once they do that, they say life will go on as normal, even though they anticipate doing so will result in waves three times the size of what they're currently experiencing.
The government has said time and time again, expect cases to rise. We have seen that.
Right.
But the government has also said we will live with COVID.
Sure.
Endemic states. What does that entail? How does that look like?
So we are moving in this journey towards living with COVID, and that's why you would see with the restrictions that we have taken, we have not gone back to a circuit breaker or to a lockdown. We are tightening measures so that we can slow down the rate of transmission and use this time to augment our healthcare capacity and to be able to deal with a higher volume of cases without our healthcare system being overwhelmed. I'm quite sure, even after we have stabilized our healthcare system, gotten the new capacity in place, cases will continue to be high. The virus will continue to circulate. That's what living with COVID means, and that's what we are on a journey towards.
Health experts in Singapore say part of this new transition to living with COVID will include a mentality shift. They say the messaging surrounding COVID-19 as a dangerous and deadly disease needs to change, that the messaging to the public that COVID-19 is predominantly a mild disease needs to be clear. And it seems the government of Singapore is listening. They are now urging people to not rush off to the hospital when they test positive, but to instead stay home, use self-care, and not to worry. One thing to note is that neither the government of Norway nor Singapore even mention the unvaccinated. They do not place blame on the people who have not chosen to get the vaccines. In Norway, the prime minister urged people, especially minority communities, to get vaccinated, but never demonized them nor blamed them for their latest surge in cases or inability to eradicate the virus. There are no passports or mandates in either country, people living as equals regardless of their medical status. They urge people to get vaccinated, but beyond that, there are no checks or restrictions on those who haven't. Other countries have also chosen to live with the virus. The UK lifted all restrictions in July despite increasing numbers. However, they are reserving the right to reverse this winter if hospitalizations increase. Denmark, Portugal, and Ireland have all...
Okay, well, is that true, Theo? Have they lifted up restrictions there in the UK?
In some places, they've lifted them up, but they're trying to... create new crisis, new chaos. I mean, there was one...
The fuel shortage, yeah. That's proof of that.
They shut down because of some spiders or something. It was a weird story. It was a hoax that some black widows looked like spiders, but they weren't black widow spiders. They were just normal spiders. We don't have those sort of spiders over here. Pets, maybe, but... Not in the wild. But they shut down a whole school, an academy, apparently. Over 1,200 kids, they locked them down because of a spider.
Because you need fear. You need to control the population with fear. But,
of course,
you know, again...
They had to ring alert all 1,500, that's like 3,000 parents almost, text alert telling them, the school is locked down, panic, fear. And then all those children would have been locked into some place in some school, you know, getting terrorized and over a spider. A spider.
Over a spider.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't really get spiders over here. I mean, we're talking about...
fear-born. The public, the public will sit down for it, and unfortunately, that's what they got to do for the New World Order. But you have places like Norway. You know, these people want to be genetically, you know, safe and sound. They know the right thing to do is just to accept this government genetically engineered cold virus. Just accept it so they can get their national immunity. You know, there are places around the world that kind of want to step outside of the reach of the New World Order. You know, Singapore, yeah. These are people who are culturally diverse and know they're not going to have a place for the New World Order when it takes over. So, yeah, I absolutely see this happening around the world. So, with that said, we're going to take this quick commercial break. Bottom of the hour. Come back on top of the hour. Stay tuned.
All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
You can't! can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.